Hello, beautiful people. Oh my God. It's been forever. It has truly been forever. I don't have any excuses anymore. Earlier, I said I had poor faith. In other words, creative block. But you know, it's enough. I need to do better. We all need to do better. Well, before I go on, let me just start by saying Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year to everyone. I wish you all listening to me a beautiful, beautiful celebration filled with love, peace, and harmony with your friends and family and loved ones and everything good. It's okay before I turn pastor up in here. Anyways, yeah, so but let me ask, how do you like spending your Christmas, you know? How do you like spending the festive period with family, with friends, or you don't like being around family and friends? You are a solo type of person, you just want to be by yourself, or you travel to the village. We also have the I just got back people. How do you like your celebration? You can comment on whatever platform you're listening to this and we'll chit chat. But just let me know how you like to celebrate your Christmas, your festive period in general. And yeah, I have a series of topics today on this podcast, this pod episode right now. So I will just be going through them, Just stick with me, okay? So we have, I don't know, there's this thing called like festive struggle. So like festive struggle, like people have this struggles every time during the festive period. I know there's some people that festive period are when they are most careful and more introverts because they are scared, they are worried to go out, people are getting kidnapped, so many bad things are happening, this, that. I mean, everybody has their own struggles, okay? So you can also like let me know your struggles below so we talk about it. Well, my struggle would be figuring out how to spend my Christmas or my festive period with family, friends, and my spouse relationship. It's a thing, it's a juggle for me because I want to spend it with every one of them. It's a beautiful time filled with love, and I want to share that love with everybody that is dearest to my heart. So those are my struggles because it's not easy, okay? So everybody has their struggles. Some people's struggle is how to buy new hair, new clothes, change their phone, how to go to the village and show them that yes, the biggest boy just arrived. The biggest girl is in town, show off to the village people or the neighborhood people or whatever. Everybody has their own struggle, sha. But that's it. Well, yeah, my Abuja people, how far now? How are you for doing? Have we all heard? There's a new club in town. Oh yeah. There's a new club in town and it's called Tokyo Nightlife. Yeah, Tokyo Nightlife. So, Happy Boy is the owner of Tokyo Nightlife, Happy Entertainment. If you know Happy Boy, I don't have to explain more. But yeah, Tokyo Nightlife is new. I heard it's really big and spacious. I heard because I haven't been there. Sadly, I should have by now, but I will. Oh, I will. I heard the ambience is wonderful, the reception and everything. So, I also have seen videos and it looks really big and spacious. So I don't know, is it bigger than Hustle and Bustle though? Well, I will go and I will find out and I will come back and give you all the juicy comparison and all of that so we know, okay? My I just got back to the country and I'm in Abuja and my Abuja people do well to go to Tokyo Nightlife, check it out, have fun. I heard it's filled with vibes on vibes. I'm a piano, Afrobeat, you name it. So just go there and have a good time, okay? Well, yeah. Moving on. Well, we all know World Cup just ended quite a while ago, and now everybody can now come back and face reality because we all like all this series of events that like bring people together and then take our minds off our problems and all of that. So, World Cup was held in Qatar. And so far, the reviews have been wonderful. In fact, they are ranking the best country to have held the World Cup. That's really nice. And it's how, they withheld their, it's how they held their culture, norms, religion, practice, and all of that to high esteem. You know, they didn't do it because, oh, the Westerners are coming. Let's cut down our rules. Let's accept this and accept that. Let's allow this and allow that just because they are coming. No, they're stuck by their rules and their norms. And that's good. And African countries need to learn from that. You know, let me use a totally out of the box example. In Africa, my country, another African country, a white man will come and let's say, okay, in church, you're meant to cover your hair when going into the church. And then this white lady is allowed to go into the church without covering her hair. Why? Because she's white. Oh, now white woman, all this stuff. It doesn't make sense. We're teaching them how to treat us. We're showing them how to treat us. We're not respecting ourselves enough. Not respecting our values, our norms, our rules enough to make them go by it. And that's so wrong. When you're in Rome, you act like the Romans. So why do we have to shape in our own things when they get here? We really need to look into that though, but all good. Anyways, yeah. I don't know, this really didn't make the media rounds like it should, or like I expected it to. But Big Brother Niger, well, in this case, Big Brother Titans, which would be of South Africans and Nigerians. Oh my God, that's so exciting, right? Big Brother Titans. I don't know what month it's coming out, but I saw a video on Instagram of Ebuka talking about it, and we should watch out. And I'm really staying tuned for that one because it will be lots of drama and fun, having different varieties of states of Nigerians in one house is different from having two different country of different type of people in one house. So that should be fun and very, very, very interesting, to watch. So we are staying tuned and watch out. I don't know, a lot of people don't really know about this, but if you check online, you should see it. My younger brother actually sent me the ad so many times on Instagram that I should audition. That he's like, it's not even a physical audition, it's just a video. Make the video, send it to them, it won't harm, it won't go. But I still didn't, and I don't know why. Or do I know why? We may never know. But anyways, I didn't. So yeah, that's that. Well, the last but not the least of topics on my pod, Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion case, guys. Well, the verdicts have been said. Tory Lanez is going to jail. Not so much of a nice news for his family, who reacted so out of pocket by calling out Jay-Z and Beyoncé and the whole Roc Nation. And I'm sorry, but why is the power couple always dragged into every black person's mess? I don't want to answer for that. We'll just move on. So well, I'm just one of the people that's glad that justice was served. Megan has been through a lot about that case. It's not easy being shot, then having to go to court to confirm that you were shot when you were actually shot and you bled. It's just a lot. And this case has just had so many things. We're talking about evidence room or house getting burnt in New York City. Megan Thee Stallion's bodyguard going missing when he was supposed to take the stand. Megan Thee Stallion's ex-best friend who kind of said otherwise or whatever, requested for immunity. What not, girl? Ugh, I won't even get to her. But anyways, I just feel like, there's so much we don't know and there's so much we know and whatever. There's always three sides to a story, and we've heard like 15 sides about this story and whatever, man. I think this particular case, I would have like a group of friends and guests, and we'll just like talk on it. And I just want to hear other people's opinion on how they feel about this case. Because I saw some posts on Twitter of people saying, "Oh, another black man wrongly jailed. Oh, another black man. Oh, like, are we missing something here? It's a black man against a black woman, and he ain't even black like that. He's Canadian, but you know." I mean, So, anyways, oh my God, if you've gotten to this point of the pod, I love you so, so much. You're amazing. And thank you. Thank you for listening to me talk, rant, and gist you, or the juicy, juicy gist. If you would like to hear me talk or gist on any topic you are interested in, please comment and let me know somehow. Reach out via mail or any platform, I'll reply. Or if you want to be a guest on my podcast, let me know. You're always welcomed. And for now, I say goodbye and thank you. Bye.